Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Have you ever snuck in to a party or a place, a gathering, a room you were not supposed to be in? 312-946-4995. Let me tell you what happened.
The Scotty K Show on US 99.
During ACM week, there's a lot of different parties that go on and you get invited. And a lot of times I'm not even invited. My boss is. I'm like, yeah, I know her. And so we were both at this party and there were a couple different artists there playing. And when you're walking around these different rooms, you know, there's food, there's drinks, there's people schmoozing. And then we ended up talking with a group of people that were all with record labels and, you know, some of the bigger artists. And they started moving and shifting towards one area of the building. So we're like, oh, just follow wherever these guys are going. And so we end up getting to this room, this dark hallway. We're walking down. And as we're getting down the hallway, there's like more and more security guards. I'm like, oh, this is very movie-like. And then we get to a big door where there's two security guards standing there. Big, huge, giant humans. And one of the people that was with the group that we were kind of with said something to a whispered something. I don't know if it's a code word, password, a threat. I don't know what they said. Maybe they slipped them money. Who knows? And then they opened this door. When you open the door, there was this red glow that came out of the room. I'm like, what kind of room is this? What? There's only two kind of red rooms. And I didn't want to be in either one of them in this scenario. And so we go in. And it was like this hidden, crazy speakeasy that nobody was supposed to talk about back there. They had guys rolling, like hand-rolling cigars in the corner. I don't know if I'm going to get jumped when I leave just for telling this story. And then there were a bunch of artists that were there. We're like, oh, my God, there's that person. There's that person. Everybody's smoking in this room. When's the last time you went to a room that everybody was just smoking in? That was happening. And so we were definitely not supposed to be in here. And there were a couple people that gave us a little side eyes. And we're just like, act like you're pretending like you're supposed to be here. Just be cool, be cool, be cool. And then we ended up talking to, like I said, that guy, Hudson Westbrook, and then made our way over to talk to, like, Zach Top was there. But it was a room we definitely weren't supposed to be in. And once we felt like we got to a point of where somebody was going to say something, we're like, it's time to go. And so my boss grabbed her hand-rolled cigar. We're like, can you even take that on the plane? And we left. We walked out of the room. The door slammed behind us. And then we walked down this long hallway full of security guards, like a big walk of shame. It was so weird. But anyways, we ended up in this room that we were clearly not supposed to be in. Have you ever ended up or gone to a party that you either snuck into and you're like, oh my God, we do not belong here, but let's eat the food, let's drink the drinks, let's schmooze like we're supposed to be.
So I was in Mexico with my mom a couple years back for spring break, and we ended up sneaking into two different resorts off the beach because the security was not that great.
Right.
And we looked like we belonged. So we just kind of put on a poker face, and we didn't go crazy, but we did use their pool and like kind of their whole decks, which was already a big step. We were like, you know what? We're already in here. We're going to have fun. So we ended up just enjoying it and then leaving and never getting caught.
That's so awesome. That's resort hopping is so, what a good time that's got to be. Resort.
Yeah.
Well, and you were probably sleeping in your car. You're like, this is way better. Yeah, just charge it to the room. 304.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Got it. Dawn, tell me you snuck in somewhere.
I did.
What was it?
It was a wedding crashing of some sort.
Okay. I knew I was going to get one of these.
Of course.
Yeah.
We were at my cousin's wedding, and we were at the reception and learned that it was a non-alcoholic wedding. So we didn't come prepared.
Right.
So it was at a banquet hall that had another hall, you know, just down the way.
Yeah.
And so we snuck into the other wedding.
Open bar, baby!
Went up to help ourselves to the open bar, and all of a sudden we noticed the father of the bride started approaching us, and we're like, yeah, we're
going to
gonna get out of here.
You know, the truth is, you didn't really sneak into another place. You snuck out of the place you were in. That was the, you were like, I got to get out of here.
There you go.
All right, here's new music first now. I like this guy a lot. His name is Corey Kent. It's called This Heart on US 99, Chicago's country station. I'm up to no good again.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.